This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening to our show today. Jack Fritz, it's Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So that is Ike Reese right there. I'm Spike Eskin. And our third is usually Jack Fritz. Jack is not here. Fran is sitting in for him. Because Jack and his lovely wife, Jill, had a new child, what, 2 months ago? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Sutton!
And Sutton was born a couple months ago. He took 1 week of paternity leave.
Sutton Baker. Yes, right.
Took 1 week. Very baseball name, by the way. Very baseball name. Took 1 week of maternity leave right after the regular season. Is taking another week of maternity leave now. Now, when we didn't have Jack last time, mm-hmm. you know, artificial intelligence is getting better and better and better and better. So what we were able to do is feed everything we know about Jack into the AI program, and it spit out basically a Jack that will talk back to us as Jack, but 100% honest. So this honest Jack cannot lie. So honest Jack heard some of the show yesterday and heard me talking about regular Jack blocking me on Twitter. So Honest Jack wanted to do the top five at five today to clear up maybe some things. So Honest Jack is with us. Hey, Honest Jack.
Hey, Ike.
Hey, Honest Jack.
Honest Jack, I said hello. Oh, okay. I get it. He has me blocked on Twitter, and Honest Jack is not going to talk to me on the show, even though we have a three-person show. All right, I got it. Let's get to the top five anyway.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Alike, since it's been a source of content for the show, which I am clearly creating while at home on my Phillies break, I figured I'd do the top five reasons I block Spike on Twitter.
Honest Jack, did you just call it, it's supposed to be paternity leave, did you just call it a Phillies break? Okay. He's doing it again. Ike, can you ask him why he called it a Phillies break, please?
Honest Jack, come on, man. Why did you call this a Phillies break instead of paternity leave?
Ike, the only host on this show besides me, I cannot tell a lie. I'm Honest Jack, not regular Jack. And since I have to be truthful, I'll just tell you, I did not take this week off to be a father. I took this week off to soak up the thirst of the start of Phil's season. So here we go. The top five reasons I blocked Spike on Twitter.
Right.
Honestly, number five, did you see the new Bryce photos at spring training? I'll be honest because I have to. He's looking beefy and handsome. Mommy tells me I'm the hottest boy, but I think Bryce is.
Okay. Honest Jack. That is, and I know you're being honest, but that is not a reason you blocked me on Twitter, Bryce Harper being hot.
Number four, okay. When I was a kid, Mommy and Daddy told me I was the tallest, I was the smartest, and I was the funniest boy. The only boy. I'm still the only boy. The WIP Afternoon Show with Fritz, Jack, and Fritz.
Okay. Ike, you didn't even make it into the show name.
Wow.
Also, that has nothing to do with why you blocked me on Twitter, Honest Jack.
Number three on Honest Jack's reasons. Okay. I blocked Spike on Twitter. And it's true because I can't lie. Honest Jack's seed is strong. Honest Jack doesn't take Blue Chew. Blue Chew takes on Honest Jack. We're popping out kids like a factory over here.
That's not even what Blue Chew does. And none of this, Honest Jack, has anything to do with why you blocked me on Twitter.
Ike, I hope you're enjoying this. Being that you and Fran over there are the only ones I'm talking to.
Wow, me and Franny. I gotta tell you, Honest Jack, I really am enjoying this. It's pretty good.
Number two, on the top five reasons I blocked Spike on Twitter. I don't even know what paternity leave is, if I'm being honest, which I have to because I'm Honest Jack. When you have a baby, your wife does everything for the baby. Your mom cuts the lawn. Your dad turns the lights on and off when you walk into a room. Why would a father have to take time off after he has a baby? That's why you have a baby right around spring training, so you can look at pictures of the guys on Twitter.
Okay. Wow. Well, he is honest. At least he's being honest. Let's wrap it up, Honest Jack.
Never. Do you see how we're popping out kids over here?
All right. So I guess you do hear me then.
And the number one reason I blocked Spike on Twitter, Jalen Hurts isn't elite. He's not even a top 15 quarterback in the NFL. He's not even the best quarterback on the Eagles. I didn't enjoy that Eagles Super Bowl win for 1 second. Truthfully, which I always am, I stay up late at night crying, thinking about ways I can improve the Detroit Lions or the Commanders or the Chiefs or someone to beat the Eagles.
Oh, wow.
Please lose in free Honest Jack.
Are we done here?
All right, guys, we're done here. I'm the first person to say that. Gotta go record my fourth High Hopes podcast of the day. Honest Jack, out.
Oh, wow. There he is.
Wow. Well,
now we know the truth.
I don't know if we wanted to know the truth, but yes. Yeah, Honest Jack. I tell you, that sounds like Honest. That sounds like Jack, honestly.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, how about let's wrap this up? And he says, never. Do you see we're popping kids out over here?
Popping kids out over here.
Honest Jack doesn't take Blue Chew. Blue Chew takes Honest Jack. That's what he said.
Good line there, Honest Jack.
Well, good job, Honest Jack. I can't wait till we get the real Jack back. But until then, Honest Jack, it's good to know what Honest Jack is really thinking. Though we did not get any of the reason why he blocked me on Twitter. He wouldn't even acknowledge me.
Mm-mm.
Unbelievable.
A lot of Phillies there, though.
A lot of Phillies. A lot of looking at the pictures of the guys. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the end of February. Get 40% off all windows and doors until the end of February, as I said. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What up, A?
Yo, Frank, this is what I wanted to say. When AJ Brown made that post, right?
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about it. My homie is a Chiefs fan. We've been going back and forth every football season. You know, throughout the year, we're peaceful. As soon as football season starts, we're going back and forth, back and forth. And he dropped that picture of it. I read it. First thing I said was, what's the issue? This is how I look at it and I said, just like this. How he feels is, I'm a champion. I woke up. I'm a champion. I woke up, I'm a champion. But what's next?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, look at it like this. You get married. You're on your honeymoon. You come home, you're still married. But you've been with her for 7 years already. Mm-hmm. It's now just another day. And that's how I looked at it. And I said, people are too much online. And when you're too much online, your first inclination is to say things to get people to react to what you just said. Mm-hmm. And you may not even believe what you just said. Like, mm-hmm. AJ Brown to me is happy. He just says things and you don't think him all the way through. Don't get all up in your feelings, Eagles fans. AJ Brown is good, but moving on from that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Can I just ask you on that? I don't think it's like getting married and coming home. Let's put it this way. I understand where he's coming from, but I also understand it was 2 days after the Super Bowl, and I understand why people reacted the way that they reacted. It's 2 days after the Super Bowl, and the first public thing he says is winning the Super Bowl. And again, I want to be clear, pro AJ here, but also understand why people reacted the way that he did. The first post he had was, winning the Super Bowl wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. I'm only happy when I'm dominating. Like, you can't, you, When he spoke about it on the podcast, I understood where he was coming from. But you also have to understand that the city and your teammates are in a state of joy. Mm-hmm. And saying that at that point, you have to understand why it would resonate the way that it did with people.
Or at least confuse some
people.
Confuse some people.
And also, last thing, Aaron, I actually don't think people made that big a deal out of it, to be honest with you.
No.
I think that's where the online thing comes in. Maybe he saw 1,000 bad responses on Instagram, but in real life, like, I think we barely talked about it.
Yeah, we barely talked about it.
Yep. No one brought it up to me when I was walking around outside. Like, I think it was a very, and that's your point with being, I think, too online. It was one of these things that I think just happened on the internet and wasn't a real thing.
I look at AJ, because maybe I see myself in AJ. Mm-hmm. It's like what's next? What's next? I did this. What's the next chapter? Because my career did not end today. What am I going to do to better myself? Because Jalen Hurts didn't speak on it, but what happened in 2022 fueled him. And I keep saying, I hope people keep doubting him, because he acts like he reads everything. And he hears everything. And I hope people keep doubting him, because he's going to be fueled by the doubt that can...
But you know what he never does? He never goes to Twitter and tweet anything.
Yeah, that's maturity. AJ Brown didn't reach that level yet. And that's okay. But it comes with wide receivers. They just don't reach that type of maturity that, you know.
Yep.
But, Spike, you have long had a vendetta against Allen Iverson. You always poo-poo his season. Listen,
I did not. I'm just honest about them. I do not have a thing against Iverson. That's not true.
That is the best season of any athlete. In how many years, you said?
50.
That's the best. You, and this is why I would tell you why. I spoke to the drama that was going on before the season. Didn't we end last season with a whole bunch of drama? So we would come into the season hoping
the
drama was gone.
Yeah.
And someone said, you know what? I'm going to take this team, and I'm going to drag it. And that's what Iverson did. Being a young kid and seeing what Iverson did and going toe-to-toe with two of the top eight players of all time.
Toe-to-toe, you know, they lost 4-1.
But because Allen Iverson didn't have no hope. No one knows on this team.
Do you know why Allen Iverson did not? No, see, but this is the truth. The truth is
in
that
the Olympics, he played different in the Olympics. So if you play Tyler Brown,
but that's different. No. The Olympics is different. Everybody has to play different in the Olympics. The truth is that the reason that team was built the way it was built is because that is the way to build around Iverson. Like, they put players around him who did not need the ball because they knew Allen Iverson wanted to dominate the ball. In fact, it's actually kind of similar to what happens now with Luka and James Harden, and now they're all better passers than Iverson was. But the team existed the way the team existed because of who Allen Iverson was. And don't forget, like it's not, he didn't have bums on that team. It's not like the team that LeBron took, the Cavs team that LeBron took to the finals when he was like 20 years old or whatever. He had a Hall of Famer at center. He had Aaron McKee on that team, who was a really good player. Like, that team was not... That was not an empty team.
Eddie,
it was
just, Snow.
It was, yeah. It,
it was with Eric Snow.
Well, it was a team built around Iverson. Like, that's why that team existed.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you this.
Yeah.
So Allen Iverson drafted in '96. Tim Duncan drafted in '97. If somehow we got Tim Duncan, you don't think Allen Iverson would have scaled back his game just a tad bit because you realize we have another dominant offensive player on this team?
Nope.
You don't think?
Nope.
But Kobe was able to do that. But Iverson couldn't do that?
How long did AI
would have been able to do it with Tim. You don't think he would have been able to modify his game with Tim Duncan?
Can you imagine Tim Duncan?
Yeah, he gets Tim Duncan.
By the way, imagine Tim Duncan, who I'm not like the hugest fan of in the world, but is the example of hard work, dedication, and he has a guy who doesn't want
to
practice, late all the time, drinking all the time. Like, you think that those two guys are going to end up as a positive thing? Allen Iverson needed that was a fantastic season, but he needed an entire team that was deferential to him, who wasn't going to question what he did. That's why that team was built that way. I just don't think
Over time, I think in his second year, if you give him another top player in his second year, he would have been a different type of player.
I would have liked to have seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't give a kid structure, what are you going to be as an adult? A stupid adult. Like you got to give people structure. I think if you gave Allen Iverson structure early in his career, he would have had a different career. But eventually, this is what I believe.
To this day, he doesn't show up to stuff on time. He's like 50 years old.
Hold on, we can't slander Bubba Chuck.
I'm just saying, this whole thing where
we didn't turn this into a negative thing.
It was a great season. I had it four or three. That's all. And by the way, all the other three guys that we're talking about won championships.
Yeah.
And the other two also won the MVP, and the other two also won the MVP of the finals and the World Series. I'm just honest about what it was. Everybody wants to look back on the Iverson era and make pretend that the entire thing was just like happy the entire time and we loved him. Half the city wanted him gone when they traded him.
Hold on, Spike. Like, come on. Let's be real about the situation. You know I love you. Let's be real about the situation. Certain people didn't want him around, but the people that grew up, the people that's from the hood, loved Allen Iverson.
Stop.
We didn't want him gone.
Stop.
We did not want. It's the truth. We didn't want him going.
Yeah, his delegation did want him here now.
Yep. Yeah, the Aaron.
Being a barbershop, like, what Allen Iverson person have got to do with me? He gives buckets. Like, that's all we cared about. He gives buckets. We didn't care about his person.
He would have been, if he took his off the court stuff, his body, his game, as much as he cared about what it was like during those 48 minutes, if he cared about that other stuff, he would have been one of the 5 to 7 greatest players of all time. He would have been. He essentially, as great as he was and as great as that season was, his talent was wasted because of how he approached the game.
He averaged 25 points 10 years in a row.
That's great. And he still wasted he's still not one of the 5 or 7 best players of all time. He still didn't win a championship.
But no one under 6 feet is a top 5 player. Maybe you could make an argument for Steph, but he's a legit 6'3".
Steph's barely in the top 10, man. He's like 9 or 10.
You love stuff. You said that. Yeah. So what small player can make an argument that basketball's a big man?
Allen Iverson's problem wasn't that he was small. It's that he didn't take his life seriously enough. He was out of shape constantly. He was drinking constantly. He didn't show up to practice constantly. This was a constant thing, Aaron. It's like if you're the best player. This is the same problem with Joel. You can be all talented.
Minus the partying.
you can be the greatest player and all of these things. But if you're the best player in the NBA, you have to be a leader. They look to you. You have to set the example. Joel has never set the example. So all the injury stuff aside and all those things, he never took the outside of the game seriously enough to be a guy that could lead a team to a championship. And Allen suffered in a different way from the same problem that Joel suffered from. He just thought it was good enough to show up and be better than everybody else. And it isn't.
It worked for him, but that's not how I like, because everyone now has Mamba mentality, but no one's Kobe Bryant on the court for some odd reason. But like that, it worked for him, and we always want people to be themselves until they're themselves. Like, I don't like you as yourself, but that's okay. But you know what, Spike?
Yeah.
Whenever you do these topics,
yeah,
you throw out something, and then whatever else throw out, so you're like, nah, I don't know about that. How does an IQ have a second or LL Cool J? But you said John Travolta, who's always been an actor. He did Grease in the 70s. He did big movies.
In the 70s. When did Pulp Fiction come out? Like 1993.
But Saturday Night Fever was a big hit in the 70s.
Yes, my point was, and by the way, I haven't done it. If you Google John Travolta second act, I bet there's a headline there that Quentin Tarantino gave John Travolta a second act. Snoop never went away. John Travolta's career was dead.
Snoop did go away.
He did not.
He did.
Well, it was a large stretch after he left No Limit Records.
Yeah.
No, but he was not around in the early 2000s. It was 50 Cent, Eminem. There was no Snoop Dogg. Then he came back out in the late 2000s, and now he became Snoop Lion. But that's okay.
All right.
But listen, my second act It's Tupac. You know he's down there somewhere in Cuba.
Ooh, I like that. Pop, come on.
We're talking about as an actor?
Yeah.
That was, but it was while he was a rapper.
Yeah, but he had a second act, though. He was an actor, too, though.
Fran?
Yeah, he was a rapper, then he became an actor.
Yeah.
It's just weird because he did it while he was rapping.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He was a great actor.
I agree.
Second act.
He legitimately has the best... He legitimately has the best role in Hood Cinematics as Bishop.
Talk to me.
Well, I agree. I know all the words to that movie. I love Bishop.
He's legitimately the best role. And yeah. He's the greatest. So you have the best role in all Hood Cinematics, and you are the greatest rapper of all time. Mm. Come on now.
Oh, man.
All right.
Good call, Aaron.
Good call, Aaron. Don't make me question too bad. Aaron's all over me on that call. Oh, my God. I hated that call. I love Aaron, but I hated that call. It forced me into an Iverson thing. I had him third. Yeah. Third or fourth.
I wanted to get you out of that Tupac thing before you started slandering him.
Well, you know I love Tupac. Tupac's my favorite rapper of all time. Just don't think he had a second act. I don't think Bo Jackson had a second act because he played baseball and football, you know? Raji in Philly, you're on WIP.
You should have defined what a second act was.
Everybody knows. You started this whole problem with the Travolta thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yo, man. Great listening to you guys. I don't know if I can beat that last call, but damn, man. I just gotta say, I think you missed one of the top fives. Another point with Jack. I think he's working with Steve Cohen, man, because that Steve Cohen Trey Turner thing was kind of. I don't know, man. I think he's getting some side money from the New York media or something.
New York media.
By the way, Raji, just hang on 1 second. This is a title from the New York Times in 1995. New York Times. Martin Amis. John Travolta's second act. All right. I'm sorry, Raji.
Get it out, man. Get it out, man.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, man. I mean, you know, back to that. I mean, I thought AI, you know, you said all these flaws about AI, and I agree. And, I mean, I'll call you later another time about Tim Duncan versus Kobe because Tim's my favorite. But
that's my favorite argument because I like Tim Duncan, but I think we go a little over top with Tim Duncan.
I agree with that.
Man, I think he made Popovich's career because without Duncan, Popovich ain't doing shit. But I just want to say something though. You know, I got a good second act, but I just wanted your opinions because you guys are talking about, like, do you think the NBA is running into an issue? Because you guys are talking about Landon Dickerson and all of our players playing through injuries and, like, with what's going on in the NBA, do you think it'll change their contract negotiations or how they approach contracts moving forward with the disconnect with the fans?
Do they have a new CBA coming up?
Well, so the problem is, it's in like 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Here's the issue with without going too deep. They just signed this giant TV deal for the next 10 years, which is basically going to make the cap go up every year. So the issue is that when money's coming in, even if the sport is getting less popular, it's the league has a hard time doing anything about it because it doesn't hurt the players financially. It doesn't hurt anybody financially. The issue is going to be with the NBA, and you can just feel that people care less. I don't even know how to explain it. You know, people ask me, I put away ratings. I can tell you that when 25 years ago, people watched the NBA All-Star Game.
Hand up right here.
Nobody watches it now. Yeah. And somebody will say, well, that's every All-Star Game. It's not. People watch the baseball All-Star Game. They care.
Yep.
The Pro Bowl was always
junk. We don't watch the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
They never watch the Pro Bowl. So I just think, like, what's going to end up happening if they don't do something about it? And I don't think it's just the
10
players.
10 years ago, we watched the NBA All-Star game. Yeah.
I don't think it's just the players. I think the teams feed into this. I think the organizations feed into this.
Yeah.
They're going to wake up in 10 years, and they're not going to be the third biggest sport anymore.
Yeah.
It's just what's going to happen. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but they're just going to look and they say, oh, we have all this money coming in. But they're losing like relevance and they're losing regular people. You can't, you look at last thing, you look at any NBA game and you look at the injury report for the game, like, dude, it can't be seven players on each team. They're only playing basketball.
And I think that's why AI gets a lot of credit because he played through injuries. He got roughed up. He was drinking all night, still balling out, like unlike our stars now. So I appreciate the NBA because I'm not spending any money. I'm saving my money now. But So, but with my second act, this guy came on your studio, but you know, and he was in Major Figures, and then he came back. Gilly, Darby, Gilly.
How about that? Gilly with a second act.
Now, Gilly does have a great second act as a podcaster.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's a great killing. That's a great one right there.
Podcasts were made for second acts, by the
way. Seriously. Yeah. No, you're right.
Yep.
It's brought a few people out. And actually, it's great because I like the Cam and Mace podcast. I don't even listen to podcasts, but I see them always on the on my timeline.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so it's.
You remember when I was listening to Cam and Mace?
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. We didn't even bring that to the air.
In the hub?
Yeah, Fritz was here. He probably would have found a way to bring that to the air.
Yeah.
He did not, but that was awesome. Yeah, I love the podcast for some of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Personalities.
My wife listened to the podcast with Pam and Angela from The Office.
Okay.
They do a podcast that's so big. We went to see them. They filled out a whole theater in New York.
That's
a second act, man.
Yeah, some of these podcasts are huge.
Yes.
No, you're right.
So ESPN,
Gilly, that is a great second act.
Yep. ESPN had 13 experts pick who's going to win the Super Bowl next year. And coming up next, how many do you think picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl?
Out of 13?
Yeah.
7?
I will tell you what the number is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or you want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now's the perfect time to join. And if you're new to FanDuel, guess what? Customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to join today. That's FanDuel.com/Ike for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.